Okay, we will get our NASCAR Hall of Fame induction ceremony press availability underway, and we are here with a legend who used to be sitting in that seat that you are now. Now he's the 2019 recipient of the Squire Hall Award for NASCAR Media Excellence, and that is Steve Wade. Steve, great speech, great stories, great emotion at the end. Maybe just talk about how this night has gone for you so far and
well,
what it's like to win this award.
I've said more than once that I am living proof that if you hang around long enough, somebody will give you something, okay? But it's a tremendous honor. It's hard to really put into words. But I think the main thing that I have taken away from this is the fact that after all the years I've been doing this, it's nice to have your work recognized. That's the most important thing. That you did something that somebody recognized and appreciated. That means more than anything else. And to me, that's what the award is all about.
Great. Thanks, Steve. We'll open up questions for Steve. If you have anything, please raise your hand. And we'll get a mic to you. Start up here, Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport Magazine.
Yes, sir.
Steve, what's it like for you, as Mike said, sitting here for so long, to be in the position that you're in tonight on the other side?
Yeah, it's highly unusual, and I'm not used to this. I'm used to doing what you guys are doing. But again, the thought that somebody, a group of people, thought enough of me to give me this award is very, very satisfying. And I can't stress enough how much I look at it as upon when I was doing what you guys are doing, somebody recognized it. And I'm going to get off tangent here a little bit. It was a lot different when I first came up. It was a lot different for the first 25 or 30 years I did this, because we didn't have your technology. That was for sure. And I'm talking about things like a cell phone, a digital tape recorder, computers, word processing, none of that stuff existed. If you wanted to call back your office, you didn't take your flip phone out and call your office. You had to go find a telephone booth. So in a way, that was good. I've tried to explain this. The way it was good is that we had to get close to the drivers and the other competitors to do our job. Mark, you know this. You had to get to know them for them to know you. And when they got to know you, you were all in a little circle. The drivers relied upon you to get the word out because there was no national TV. There's very little radio. And the newspapers were just about all you had. No social media, you know that, no internet. So we were all they had. So they cooperated with us. And we found that to be a good way to do your job. I mean, I've said this before too, and some of you know this in this room, you've dealt with it. You can go and talk to a driver in a garage area, and he might say to you, "You want to come on in and have lunch?" Now, it's not quite that way. But there's a way that it is today is more positive than it was back then. You all get the word out so much quicker and so fast that you are a boon to this technological age. And I can be in, I've been in a media center, they've made an announcement, and 15 minutes after the announcement, I can go on the internet and it's all over the place. It is all over the place. That's good. I'm not knocking that one bit. And that makes your job different than mine when I came in. Now yours is, I think it's more demanding. I think you have to be quicker. I think what you're missing, most of you, is the type of camaraderie that we had back then. And it's not because you don't want it, and the drivers and the competitors don't want it. It's because neither one of you have time anymore. And that is, in one way, a negative, but again, it's overruled by the positive, the ability for every one of you to do your jobs so much more quicker and efficiently. I think that's a very big plus. So that's the way it's going to be for you for quite a while. Us old guys, hey, we can reminisce all we want. I got news for you. We're on the internet every bit as much as everybody else. So, but anyway, I just want to know, I respect you for what you have to do in this day and age.
You were talking about your time with Scene and Illustrated earlier in the day. Do you have a particular favorite memory, or is it the people like you were talking about?
Oh, yeah, I have several memories. Almost every one of those memories centers around the people. And when I say we had a staff over the years that went from little to big but stayed this high in quality, I mean it. You've heard of Deb Williams. You've heard of Ben White. You know Jeff Gluck. You know Kenny Bruce. You know Bob Poppers. They were all at Scene and Illustrated, almost all at the same time. Mark Ashenfelter, I could go on. Phil Cavalli, you know. Rick Houston over there waving his arms up and down. Those are the quality people that we had that did the job for us, and all of my memories center around my interaction with them. When I said there came a time that all I had to do was get out of the way, I was 100% right. They knew what to do and when to do it. All I ever did in my final roles as a publisher or things like that was offer advice. Try this, try that. And that's about it. That is about it. But, yeah, I could tell stories about all these folks. We could be here all night. And Tom Jensen works here now. He's one of us. And you think about the roster of people that were there, and it's just absolutely incredible. So, I've said about racing, and I'll conclude about this particular subject right here. I've said about racing, if you're a good reporter, if you're a good writer, you have to interact with people to be that way. And you might like the competition. You might like the fans and the spectacle that goes on at the track. But if you are the type of reporter, writer that I just mentioned, you will never forget the people. Never. If somebody says something to you in the future, you'll start off by mentioning a name and telling a story about that person. That's the key.
Any other questions for Steve? All right, Steve. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thanks for the time.
Thank you all for your tolerance. I appreciate it.